Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Get back right.
One, we got the Sunday game day. I'm sitting across from the edge. It's a big day. Dude, it's a big day. We have games that were going to be canceled that are back.
Strange day, I would say.
It is strange, but I love of the fact of the NFL where it's completely opposite from college, and I'm being serious here on this. College will just cancel.
Right.
They'll just can't. They're out. Oh, we got a few positives. We're done, Ski. I mean, look at all the games that were canceled yesterday. NFL will do whatever it takes to try and roll it. And I like that. But because they know, see, the NFL knows they're at that stage where they don't have a whole lot. They don't, unless they decide to change the schedule and make it less, which I was talking to Jason. He's like, they might just go to 12 games or something. But I'm like, it's not that easy to just say, hey, we're going to go to 12. Like, I think they're going to now, for me, like I said, the cases are raging. I'm going to be shocked if the NFL gets all the games in and everything goes as planned. I just am. But we're here. It's Sunday morning. We've got, my God, I love a couple games today. I love them so much. I love them so much. No, I do. I love a couple of the games today. I don't love tons, but I do. I'm going to tell you, I still love the Patriots Broncos. I know Locke has been cleared. He is all in. The line is dropping. The public is betting on the Broncos. I'm going to go with the 9, and they're going to hammer the Broncos today.
Now, you know nobody in the public is going with the Broncos. Now, you know.
How can you say, oh, you think it's the Sharpo? You think it's the big
guy? I mean, it has to be. Yeah, because I'll tell you what, though, when I say it's a strange week, that's a great example.
It is.
Like, I mean, that's
what would prompt you to take a Denver team at up. First of all, let's just forget everything out. The fact that it's Belichick, you've given them these weeks. Forget the fact that it's 41 ATS against the spread. Forget all the stuff. What would prompt you to take a Broncos team with Locke, who's been injured, and it's his shoulder, so we don't, you know, it's still dicey, and go to a place where they never, ever, they just get hammered when they go there, just in general. Against a Patriots team that's hungry and been off for 2 weeks, and you've got Cam coming back, and you've got their who's their good defensive player? What's his name? He was cleared yesterday.
Who for
the defensive back for the Patriots? That's good.
Gilmore.
They're all playing. The center might be coming back. I think he's back.
Well, that would be huge. I haven't seen.
I think he's coming back. Anyway, I like that game. How about,
well, there's this? A lot of games. You got Brady going against Rodgers. You got Mahomes going against the Bills.
The Brady's Rodgers game is the biggest game.
You got two MVP candidates. You got the Mahomes going against Josh Allen. And then to cap it all off, later we got Cardinals playing Andy Dalton, who believe. I mean, you can't believe what the way
I'm going to be surprised. Now, I know it can happen because the spread is what it is. I'm going to be surprised if that Buccaneer team, the way the Packers have been playing, the way Brady looks, and the fact that they've got some injuries and they're a little banged up at the wide receiver. You got some issues here and there. I'm going to be shocked if the Buccaneers beat the Packers. I am. I know that you won't be, and I know other people, because there's only one. I'm going to be surprised because I just think Rodgers is playing at a crazy level. And I just don't think the Tampa defense is as good as you think it is. I think some of the players are great, like you think. Like, I know you love the linemen and a couple of the other players.
Oh, like Winfield, the boys.
I know you do. And do you know what? You're right. I just don't think, and so, like, I watched the Bears do things against them that I just didn't think. And I know Brady didn't play great, but that defense at times had chances to make plays. And I just think Rodgers, and I think I could be wrong. We'll look it up and we'll tweet it out right before game time. But I think Adams is coming back. But well, I could be wrong.
It's hard to know. But I know the schedule, the way it is throughout this week in the NFL, is beautiful. The way it plays out.
Dolphins are going to kill your Jets. They're just going to hammer them.
They're not my Jets. I'll just say this. There's two teams that haven't covered the spread yet. The Jets are one of them.
Well, they're going to go 0-8. Jets are going 0-6 against
the Cowboys are the other. There's 0% chance. There's
Dolphins are making the playoffs. They're
absolutely no chance the Cowboys go all year ATS 0-16. But now I'll tell that, you what, the Jets have a chance. The Jets have a chance. And, you know, if you were to bet on, like, for example, if you went to the window and said, hey, I want to bet they lose every game, the odds on that are not going to be as long as they would be if you said, I'm going to bet they go 0-16 ATS. That would be unbelievable. So my point is the Jets have to cover the spread at some point. This might be the game.
I will be shocked if the Cowboys beat the Cardinals. That will tell me.
They got to feed my boy Zeke.
I know. Let him eat. Hey, that will tell me that the
What are you paying him for? He better have 30 touches.
The cart, 30. 30. 30. The red
That's
rifle.
That's what we used to do?
Hey, the red rifleman is the red little
My boys used to hand it to him until he couldn't run no more.
He's a poo-poo. What did they used to call Dalton? The red rifleman? What did
they call him? They copied red your rifle? Name.
No. He's like the red. He's a red, sawed off, broken.
Don't tell me you like the Texans today. I don't even want to talk to you.
No, I don't even like that game.
No, you have to, though, if you're sharp. Yeah. Everybody loves the Texans.
You know what?
You do.
I'll tell you what. I've seen enough from Tennessee to know that they didn't practice literally at all for that Buffalo game for almost a week or like 4 days. They just did video things, and they walked around on video. So I'm going to tell you this. I'm glad everyone loves the Texans. I think the Texans stink. I think that O'Brien left poo-poo behind him, and they're not very good. And I think the Titans are going to hammer them. I think the Titans are legit this year. You know what? I don't care if they haven't had time. Sometimes, you know what, as an athlete, you know this. You played college. Sometimes it's better when you don't have time to think and react, think about anything. You just react, right? Am I right?
Oh, well, hell
yeah. In this case, a short week, hey, we know who we're playing. We know what we need to do. Give me the Titans and let me lay the 3.5 to a bad Texans team.
Any other games you want to break down before we break down the big games?
Falcons, Vikings, they're playing. I believe Vikings,
they are.
Hey, I believe
they are so dead. You can't even. I don't know how
I don't
you
care.
Can
I think
game.
The Vikings are going to win that game, and I think the Vikings are going to make. Look.
Well, they do have a top five coach.
You were so high on Kirk Cousins last year. It makes you're
that, is that
you're
this
like,
year?
You
is
know
that
what?
This
you're
year?
Like one of those fish.
Wait, so you mean last year when I had a +400 ticket on them to win outright in the Superdome against Drew Brees?
Fishy.
That's right. That's
now,
right.
Now all of a sudden they're no good. We covered.
They're the not. They don't. Have you seen their defensive roster compared to last year?
Wash. Are we, dude? Have you been smoking dope early in the morning? What are you doing? Washington.
How dare you?
Washington and the Giants. Everyone and their mother is on Washington.
And so are
although,
you.
No. Although the spread has just ticked up just this morning. It's ticked. Tick, tick, tick. Up to 3. Tick, tick, tick. It's up to 3.
I don't
what
care.
What do you think? You don't care.
I think
about
it should be 13. I think it should be 13. I think one team cannot score. You understand? One team. And the other team hasn't been able to score against better teams like the Rams. The Rams are a better team
Ravens,
than what they're about to play.
Eagles,
so I think the Giants beat them easily.
Great. Ravens, Eagles, everyone and their mother, and I mean everyone, has just – this line has gone up 3 points since Friday. It's Sunday morning. This line is jumping. Hey, you better get it in when you hear my voice if you want it at 10, because it's going to be at 10.5 or 11 soon before kickoff. Why is that happening? You know why? Because that
injuries.
That Eagles team could get absolutely stomped. Here's the game.
So Lane Johnson out, their key tackle. I don't think people expected him to be out. That was a big – that's when you saw the biggest line move.
How about Bears?
Bears Panthers.
Well, I've heard everyone I've heard has picked the Bears.
Well, I think with the way the Panthers have been, not only outright but also against the spread. I mean, I think Panthers. How can you bet on the Bears? If you watch them against Tampa, they just cannot score. I mean, they really struggle to score.
I think that Rhule is one of the best, has done one of the best jobs for a team that everyone, without one of the better players in the NFL, with McCaffrey being out, that I've seen. And I'm going to give him props for it. Because if they win this week, the Panthers, that's why I like the Panthers this week. Everyone's taking the Bears. If the Panthers win this week, they're going to have the same record as the Bears.
How about drafting all defensive players?
You always interrupt when I'm trying to make a key.
No. I'm just saying all defensive players.
I don't care what he's drafted. Atlanta Falcons will be out of it, right? If Brady loses this week, they'll be 4-2. Carolina would be 4-2. Good Lord have mercy. Carolina would be 4-2. And you'd have the Saints, Carolina would be right in the mix. So I'm intrigued by that game. Everyone's taking the Bears. Lions, Jaguars, I don't care about. This is a game where, I took the Lions and I didn't cover.
I'll take the Lions.
Yeah, exactly. Let me take Minshew for the ninth time.
I'll take the Lions.
Let me take Minshew for the ninth time. And when they're down by two touchdowns, he'll throw for 400 yards. I mean, I'm done with him.
I cannot.
You know what? His name is Minpu.
He's all. It's not just him. It's not even just him.
That whole organization. Hey, Jaguars, here's the thing for you. Good luck when you think Trevor Lawrence and his poopy long hair are going to just make you so good. You guys are kidding yourself.
First of all, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't even want to go there.
Looks like a damn avatar. Anyway, Packers, Buccaneers, talk to me. It's the game of the year. It's the game of the year.
I think their defensive nose tackle. Vita Vea.
Who do you like?
He's out.
I'm giving a stone cold lock on this show before we. What are you laughing at?
Just about to say, I don't think you can feel confident.
No, not on this
way.
Not right. Oh, okay. It's really the next game, the real big game. It's the biggest game of the year in the NFL so far. The Bills Chiefs, when we get to it, I'm giving a stone.
That's the biggest game of the year so far.
So far, it's not. 2-4-1 teams, two teams first place in their division. Biggest game of the year? No. Okay. What's the bigger game so far this year?
This Packers Tampa game. Everybody wants to see Brady and Rodgers.
No. But so you think a 3-2 Buccaneers team that's not even leading their division?
That's huge. Could you imagine the news headlines? Brady 500.
So you think? Do a poll right now. I'm not kidding you. You won the last one. Go on, because you're stupid people that vote. Dumb. What's the bigger game? Bills. Now, if I'm going to tell you this, if you win this one, I'm not kidding you. I will block. I'm going to go to the voters. I'm blocking every one of them for the rest of the year. I'm blocking them from Twitter. if you tell me that what's the bigger game, Packers, Buccaneers, or Kansas City at Buffalo, what is the bigger?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Game and the vote, I don't care if we get five votes and we get three more, we get 3-2 on the Packers Buccaneers is a bigger game. But you know what that means? That means people don't like Skip anymore. I might retire. I might be done with this show. Done with it. Because that's stupid.
It's out. Oh, it is out there.
Good. So let's break down your Rams 49ers. Now I know you love this game. By the way, the money is just getting poured on. It's like a bucket full of money coming on the Niners. Buckets. It's true. Buckets of money coming in on the Niners. Talk to me.
Why do you think that is?
Biggest game of the night tonight, right? Biggest game. Come on. 8:20. Right.
I love Jared Goff.
Do you like that game or not?
Yes. I like it a lot. But I just want to understand from you, I asked you a question. Why is the money coming in on the 49ers? I don't understand it. I really don't understand it, honestly.
I'll tell you this. After what I've seen with Garoppolo, even if he plays, and the fact that their running game is nothing like it was last year, and the fact that their defense is missing half, literally half of the guys that started in the Super Bowl, and the Rams are just a quiet 4-1. No one's talking about the Rams. Everyone talks about everybody else but the Rams in the NFC, the Packers and the Seahawks and the Bucks.
Very true.
Nobody talks about the Rams. And here they have a chance to go 5-1. And really, really, if you're the Rams, you have a chance to put the nail in the coffin for the Niners because they have a they haven't even played Seattle. You have a chance to knock them out of the playoffs, if you ask me, by going in and taking care of your business. So I'm not sure why everyone's betting on the Niners. I don't like the Niners. I don't like Shanahan. I don't like the way
he looks. I love Shanahan.
I don't like anything about him this year. And I don't like Garoppolo because I think he's a waste of money.
You've been saying that for a long
time. I think he's the most over
one right. Number one
and
day.
I think I'm going to be right on that. I just don't think he's going
to
do.
Well, is it possible to be right when he got him to a Super Bowl? That's the question.
Well, it's possible to be right when you paid all that money for him. And, okay, he played five games for you and he did fine. And then the next year in week number one or two, he got hurt for the whole year. And then last year, he had a chance to win a Super Bowl. And in my opinion, he made three or four bad plays and you didn't win the Super Bowl.
Errors.
Yeah.
Errors. He made errors.
Right. Errors. Whatever you want to call it.
Big errors.
And you had a chance to put Kansas City out of their misery and you didn't. And you lost that one. And then this year, let's be honest. Oh, I'm injured again. And when I do play, I play like dog poo. So
all he has to do is straighten
you out. You know who he reminds me of? You know who he reminds me of? He's starting to remind me a little bit of, because I said this before, when you're damaged good like Wentz is too, everyone gets Wentz. When you have damage, when you start to become injury prone at the quarterback position, I am telling you right now, we've seen it a million times. You just become damaged goods and it's not safe. Now, he has a chance to turn it around and the Niners can still turn it around. We'll see tonight. Now, I will not take the Niners in that game. Chiefs, Bills tomorrow night, the first ever 5 p.m. Eastern game in the history of the NFL is tomorrow night. Kansas City has just gone from 3.5 this morning when I woke up early. They are now at 5, in some places 5.5 with a total of 57.5. People are absolutely unloading their life savings. Trumpy Bear has made you money in the stock market and you are unloading it on the Chiefs. And I got news for you. It's not going to work out so well. It's not going to be a great stock. Give me the Bills plus the points tomorrow night. I love it. Give me the points plus 5.5. Skippy's had a Bloody Mary or two. What are you going to do?
The idea that
I'm about to be done with you though, because I'm ready to be done.
So I can't believe Mahomes is going to have another bad game. So I feel like
I
have to take Mahomes.
And let me say this. That Bills defense looked like absolute piles of your daddy's sperm running down his leg on Tuesday night. And if you think that McDermott, it ain't going to happen. Go on. Hey, Chiefs, bump it up to 8 or 9. I'm telling you that I know everyone's going to take Chiefs, and I'm with you. Give me the Bills plus 5.5. Cardinals, Cowboys. This line makes absolutely no sense. The line is now moving in the favor of the Cowgirls, which is crazy. Tomorrow night, 8:15. It opened at 3 in some places, 2.5, down to 2, now down to 1.5. And I'll guarantee you by tomorrow night, it's going to be a pick 'em or one. How do you lose this game if you're the Cardinals?
Well, losing Chandler Jones is huge for them. I mean, I think that's significant when the Cowboys are down to their fourth string. See, this is the thing I think is not being talked about enough with the Cowboys. They are absolutely finished. And a big reason why is Dalton is nowhere near as mobile as Dak. And we have significant offensive line issues with multiple tackles being out. So I would have to go with the Cardinals, I guess. I wouldn't even touch this game. I'm just excited to watch it because it's making this the best week for NFL since week one as far as just pure excitement for me to watch it, because there's so many storylines going into this week that I can't wait to see how they play out.
Well, that's basically a wrap. Then you think I need to do anything different with this due? For real?
No, but I think you need to give me a winner on the Browns and Steelers.
I'm going to take the Browns in that game because, and well, I know that's popular. Okay, well, then you just said I'm not going to take the. Even if I lost with the Browns today, I'm not taking the Steelers because I like what the Browns are doing. Now, if
fraudulent.
I'm fraudulent.
Not the Browns. I think the Steelers are. I think with what
here's the thing.
They turned Miles Sanders into Barry Sanders last week. What happened to them being the 85 Bears? What happened to that?
If the Skippy's Browns
saying, oh, the Steelers, they're the greatest defense I've ever seen. I'm 72 and a half years. They're the best I've ever since 65. That defense is, you love that Steelers.
Dude, I'm
defense.
Not 72, fool. I'm 50.
No, I'm saying back in 72. I'm saying back. Hey, I'm saying back in 72 when they had that good defense. They're like the 70 Steelers now to you, man. They are fraudulent. No,
what I'm trying to tell you is if the Browns get outside of, you know, one thing that's been consistent we've seen with the Browns, it doesn't matter what the game was. We saw it against the Redskins, even when they closed the gap. They stayed true to who they're trying to be this year, which is run the ball.
Like you said, better coach, yeah.
Run the ball and don't panic. Oh, the Steelers are up 14-3. Let's turn Baker loose because the moment you turn Baker into Baker, I need to win the game, Baker, Steelers will hammer them. If you can just stick to your game plan, you know you can run the ball. The Steelers defense is a little overrated. It's a weird year, and it's just not the same this year. And if you can really run the ball in the NFL, because there's not many teams that can really just say we can run the ball like the Browns can, you are the game. You are in the game. To me, they have a great offensive line, and they have the best rushing attack in the NFL. And if you can then you have a quarterback like Baker. To me, he's kind of like Tom Brady's at that stage where they're not really counting on him to do so much. I mean, they are, but they know that he's limited because he can only do what he can do at 40 some. If you can make Baker play within himself, Baker is a talented quarterback. You were wrong on
that. That's your guy. That's your guy.
No, but you were wrong.
No. I wasn't wrong on anything yet. No. He's looked good for a few games. Well, there's a lot of guys.
I'm not even saying
Carter. See, Quincy Carter looked good for a few games.
I would not have you on my staff.
You want Quincy Carter?
No, that's not what I'm saying. All right. What I'm saying is when you keep Baker Mayfield in a certain box, which they have done pretty well this year. He got outside the box a little bit last week.
You haven't gotten in a box in years.
Listen to me. I'm about to hang up on you and go get.
Hey, I was lashing out because I love the under. And the thing I couldn't believe is every time I flip the channel, Eagles touchdown, yeah. Eagles touchdown.
Yeah. If people could hear some of the nonsense that you talk,
straight wide receiver touchdown.
You know they'd say, "How do I go with this fool? How do I go? Here's what you did. You call me and I'm talking to you like, yeah, you go ahead and play all this. Here's what you said.
I was like my one loser of the weekend.
So
how many losers did I have last weekend? How many losers did I have last weekend in the NFL? In just the NFL?
I only know
might have been my only one. I can't remember any other one.
Two. I only know, and I didn't give that to players. I only know of one that I gave to players. And it wasn't a loser. It was a big, fat loser. It was a 6:18 phone call. Hey, give it to the players, baby. I'm just No, all in all, you did fine, but you loved that under. See, that's
I did. What I always say that I don't play those because those are for suckers and nobody on the field cares. And what do I do? Play it.
Here's what's funny, and then we'll wrap it. You say the under there. I then say there's no chance the Niners aren't going to make a run. We're on the phone, and you're like, dude, I think you give them out the Niners minus 7. And I'm like, no. How about this number? This is a beaut.
Loser.
Yeah, both losers. But I give them out the 20. So we go over in a spot. Of course the Niners are going to make a run. And they do. By the way, there was 23 points and there was 17 with 3 minutes in the third. Of course you're going to get 10 points. Nothing. And you give under in the Eagles game and Pittsburgh scores 5.
There was 40 in the first half.
But you didn't give that out. You didn't play that actually, did you? Yourself, real cash.
With
not
a few
much.
Not oh, much, no, but I mean, no. With a few things, yeah.
Come on, man. You got, dude, you got seven. You got 7 to 10K rolling today. I'm not stupid. Anyway, hey, people, check your wires. Check lines. Check weather. The weather looks pretty good.
The weather is good everywhere, right?
The weather's pretty good up and down. What's not great is, and you better check it, because it's day of testing, and we are before the
What's test. What's not great? Laying 9 with Fitzmagic. off a game where he won by 30. That okay.
You don't even know who's saying that.
You know how the Sharps love all those spreads.
You're too young for John Denver.
Could you imagine the spread on the statistics on Fitzmagic after he wins by 30?
Hey Fitzy, I got lots of chippies on you. Come on. Hey, you know what?
I'm done.
Hey,
I'm done.
Bet on Gacy. Hey. I'm Gacy from Spacey. Come on, man. Anyway, do yourself a favor, though, for real. They're testing today until those tests come out. We will not be giving plays out for real until 11 a.m. because it is dark here and it is early here in the morning.
Except the Colts team total.
I love this so much.
The one game we didn't cover. Colts team total over.
Follow us on Twitter. All we have is fatties. I can't believe that we're not famous.
Get back right. I had to get back right. Get back right. I had to get back right. Fell off. Lost my cool. Whoa, say. Bounce back. Got dirt on my shoes. Got back right. When you got real power, you can't lose. I had to get back right.
Get all the MasterForce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with MasterForce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with MasterForce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.